If you missed all the good news with K104's Woodman in the Morning, you missed this.
Have you ever heard the Twinkies last forever? Well, they do and they don't. The world's oldest Twinkie is turning 50 this year.
Is it still in the wrapper?
Well, like a chemistry teacher in Blue Hill, Maine, named Roger Mendetti, opened it as an experiment for his class in 1976. It's lived at the school ever since. They were talking about food additives when a kid asked how long a Twinkie would last. Roger said he didn't know, so they tested it. Well, Roger retired, and it's been sitting in the glass case at the school for decades. Take a listen.
One of my students just happened to ask me, well, how long would a Twinkie last? And I said, well, let's do an experiment. So I gave the student a couple of dollars, asked the student to go down to Merrill & Hinckley's and pick up a package of Twinkies. I basically unripped the package, ate one of the Twinkies, and then put the other package up on the chalkboard. I basically say the Twinkie has become much like me. It's older, it's grayer, and it's more flaky, you know, but it's become more brittle, so you could no longer take it. You know, you wouldn't want to whack it on a table because you'd probably shatter the Twinkie.
Wow.
For the record, the official shelf life of a Twinkie back then was just 26 days. Hostess says it's up to 45 days now, mostly thanks to better packaging.
Really?
When you see these things, you wonder, man, what the hell is in these?
Well, how about the oldest McDonald's hamburger?
Yeah, what the
There's
heck?
There's a quarter pounder from 1995
and
that
it still, looks,
still
the
looks the same. Shows minimal decay. It's considered inedible. There's another contender. It's a hamburger from McDonald's from 1999.
Yeah, but do you know how many burgers we go through for McDonald's? Millions.
I can only imagine.
Where the hell are you getting all these cows from?
I don't know.
The math don't math.
I don't know that it's all beef. In
That's
there.
What I'm saying. I don't know what the hell were you.
I don't know what the hell's in there, but.
I mean, it tastes good, but.
Catch all the good news you could use 6:40 tomorrow morning with the Woodman on K104. Listen.